Gross. There is a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban, and it's really a machlokes hatanoim in the Mechilta, the Ramban quotes it, regarding the nature of the Aseres Adibris. When was Maimon HaSinai? Was it before the Geiris of Kal Yisrael or after the Geiris? The Gemara says that a Geir in any future generation, a non-Jew who wants to join the Jewish people, wants to be observe mitzvahs, has to convert the same way our forefathers, the same way our ancestors converted right after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Avraham Avinu had a partial Kedushas Yisrael because he only had one mitzvah over and above the Sheva mitzvahs, but enough, he had the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Yitzchak Avinu had a little deeper Kedushas Yisrael than Avraham Avinu because he was given the opportunity to be Mafresh Maisris. The Rambam quotes this from the Bereshus Rabbah. And Yankel Avinu had a deeper Kedushas Yisrael because he had a third mitzvah over and above what Avraham and Yitzchak had. He had the mitzvah of Gidal Noshe. And then when Bnei Yisrael were given the rest of the mitzvahs, so they had to do a Maisa Geiris. And that was on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai. So the Gemara says, just like our ancestors, our forefathers converted by performing Bris Milah before Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Gemara understands that Bris Milah was not only for the purpose of permitting them to eat the Korban Pesach, Kolor Ala Yochel Bo, that Bris Milah that they did before Korban Pesach served as the Bris for the Geirus. Then right before Maimon HaSinai, everybody went to Mikveh. In the Chumash, it doesn't say that. Chumash only says that the married people had to go to mikveh. The men couldn't be balkeri, and the women couldn't be polet teshich bazera. So they had to go to mikveh. But the Gemara reads in between the lines, and the Gemara explains that all the single people also, everybody had to go to mikveh. The married people had to be purish from their wives 3 days before Maimon HaSinai, in order that the women shouldn't be polet teshich bazera. Because a balkeri and a poletas are not permitted to participate in Maimon HaSinai. The single people went to Mikvah on Erev Shavuos, the day before Maimon HaSinai. So there was Milah, and then there was Tefillah in the Mikveh, and everybody said Nasa v'Nishma, that's Kabbalah on Mitzvahs, that's the main part of Geiris, is the Kabbalah on Mitzvahs. Some professor in Eretz Yisrael published a book that the concept that a Geir has to have Kabbalah on Mitzvahs was invented in the 1850s. That's utterly ridiculous. What do you mean 1850? Gemara says, that's the essence of Geiris. You do Kabbalah on Mitzvahs. The Chiddush is that Kabbalah on Mitzvahs is not sufficient. You have to have a Maisa Geiris in addition, that you need the Milah and the Tefillah. So everybody said Nasa v'Nishma, that was Kabbalah on Mitzvahs. Then there was Milah for the men before Korban Pesach. Then there was Tefillah, everybody went to Mikveh. And then there was Hartzoaz Damim. Then there was Korban. The Korban that it was a national geiris for all of Kal Yisrael, so they brought karbanos that are described at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Throughout all the future generations, it's not a national geiris. Each individual person is megayir. So each person has to bring a korban hager. What is the korban hager? Korban oila. If you bring an oilas beim, it'll cost you $1,000. If you want to save money, you bring an oilas oif. So the practice always was, they brought an oilas oif. Usually the din is in Parshas Vayikra. Rashi and Parshas Vayikra quotes it from the Tanoim, from the Taras Kohanim, from the Sifroa. When a person is misnadev, a person volunteers to donate an oil or sa'if, he can bring prey d'achas, he can bring one bird. He doesn't have to bring two. But the Gemara says, increases on Daf Tesem and Aleph, that's if it's oilus nedova, if you're volunteering. But a ger hamizgayer is obligated to bring an oiler. So he has an option. If he wants, he can bring an oiler's behemoth, it'll cost him $1,000. Or you can save a lot of money. Bring an oiler's oif, it'll only cost $100. We have to bring two. When you're mechuyev to bring an oiler's oif, the mitzvah b'shleimus is to bring a kan. A kan means a nest that consists of at least two birds. So they have to bring two oiler's oif. A lot of times in Chumash, you have a kan. The Oledes brings a kan, and the Mitzorah brings a kan. They bring one as Chatzosayf, one as Oilosayf. But here, the Ger HaMizgayer doesn't bring any Chatzosayf, just bring two Oilosayf. The same thing, the Mabit, Rabbelvela Soloveitchik, in the Sefer on the Rambam, points out the Mabit wrote what was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. They were in the Bezin together in Tzfat. They had a few disagreements. They had a famous Machlekes and about Shemitah, about different things. So the Ma'abid, just like Rabbi Yosef Akara, wrote a commentary on the side of the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah. That's fantastic. He always gives you all the Marmakimus. So the Ma'abid also wrote a commentary on the Rambam. What's the name of the Ma'abid Sefer? Forgot.
Kiryat Sefer.
Kiryat Sefer. I think it's correct. Kiryat Sefer. I think so. So, but the Ma'abid is not like the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah always gives you, where is the Mokker? Is it a Mishnah? Is it a Tosefta? Is it a Chubas Hagoyim? Is it a Yerushalmi? He gives you everything. Ma'abit doesn't have so much. So he gives vague marmakimus, and every so often he throws in an original Chiddush. So the Ma'abit writes a Chiddush, and Rabbi Avolos Soloveitchik thinks that it's correct that on Pesach Shavuos Sukkis, the Gemara says in the first paragraph in Chagiga, all of the people who come to be Oyla Regal are obligated to bring three korbanos, Gimel Mitzvahs, Nitztavi Yisrael Bali Yosem LaRegel. You have to bring Oilas Ria, Shalmei Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha. So the Oilas Ria, according to the Girsa that we have in the Gemara, in the first paragraph in Chagiga, Oilas Ria has to be Oilas Behema. You're not Yosef if you bring Oilas Oif. But the Rambam's Girsa, and the Miri always follows the Rambam, so the Rambam's Girsa with the Miri, they had the Girsa in the Gemara that Oilas Oif is acceptable. It doesn't have to be Oilas Behema. You don't have to spend $1,000. For less, you buy oil and soap. So the Ma'abit writes in the Kiryas Sefer that since it's a chayva, it's not a voluntary, it's not oil and soap, it's oil and chayva, you have to bring a minimum of two oil and soap. You can't bring one. One oil and soap is if you're donating, if you're volunteering on oil and soap, it's a incomplete carbon. So then Rashi and Vayikra quotes from the Torah's Khan, there's a drasha that you can even bring prey to achas, only one oif, only one bird. But if it's a Oilas Chayva, if you're obligated to, then you have to bring two. So the Gemara says, this is the way our ancestors all did the Maisa Geiris. On the occasion of Maimon Hasina, they all had Mila, they had Tefillah and Mikveh, they had Kabbalas on Mitzvahs, and they had the Korban. So the question is, when was the Maimon Hasina with the Aseres Adivis? When did that take place? So Rashi Chumash writes, Ein Muknam U'miyucha Batoira. Even though Anochi Hashem Elokecha Maimon Hasinus in Parshas Yisro, it didn't take place till after the end of Mishpatim. Rashi, in a few places on Chumash, invokes this passage from the Gemara, Ein Muktam U'miyucha Batorah, that the Psukim are not necessarily in chronological order. In quite a few places where Rashi invokes it on his own, the Ramban takes it, and he says, the Tanoim only say Ein Muktam U'miyucha Batorah when it's absolutely mukhrach in the psukim, when it's clear from the psukim that it's out of order. Here it's not so clear that it's out of order, so why should Rashi say that it's out of order? The Ramban thinks that it is in order, everything was in order. And then he says, it's a very strange, then he says, by the way, this is a machlekes hatanoim. I think this Tana makes more sense, and Rashi thinks the other Tana makes more sense. That's very unusual. Machlekes Rashi and the Ramban, which Tana's opinion makes more sense? Usually you don't have such a machlekes. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say, according to Rashi, Maimon Hasina was for the Jews. They already had converted. They had Kabbalas on Mitzvahs, Mila, Tefila, Korban. They were fully Jewish. And then after they were Jewish, then the Rabbanu Shalom reveals himself, there's a Gil Shechina, and he proclaims Aseres Hadibros to the Jewish people. And according to the Ramban, the Pesukim are in order. And Maimon Hasina was to the Goyim. They weren't Jewish yet. They hadn't yet done all of the Maisa Geiris. So it's a fundamental machlokes, Rashi and the Ramban, the two opinions in the Tanoim and the Mechilta. What was the role of Maimon HaSinai? The proclamation of the Aseres Hadibros. The Ramban understands, the Ramban quotes a passage from the Gemara in Yevamos. Middle of Yevamos, Ram Daf Mem Hei, Mem Vav, Mezayim, Mem Ches, four blot about Geiris, all the dinim of Geiris. Doesn't have all the dinim. Some of the dinim are spread throughout Shas, but most of the dinim are over there. So the Gemara says, when the ger has to be mekabel on mitzvahs, he has to commit himself. So we ask him, usually the ger or the geris is in the mikvah up to their neck in water, and we ask him, do you reject the Trinity? If they used to be Catholics, do you reject the Trinity? Do you believe in one God? Do you believe that Torah min hashamayim? Do you accept Torah shebal peh min hashamayim? Are you going to observe Taras HaMishpacha? And so on, you ask. But you don't ask all the 613 mitzvahs. You're going to get pneumonia. It'll take a few hours. You're going to list off all the 613 mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, Medimo, so the Bez notifies the candidate for conversion, Miktsas Mitzvahs Kalos, or Miktsas Mitzvahs Chamuras, a sampling of the more difficult mitzvahs and a sampling of the easier mitzvahs. So the Ramban says, in his opinion, that's what Anochi Hashem Elokecha is. The Aseres Hadibros is a random sampling of some of the more difficult mitzvahs and some of the easier mitzvahs to observe. That's what many point out. They don't say which one of the Aseres Hadibros is so easy to observe. They're all pretty serious. They're all Avodah Zarah is a very, maybe it's easy to observe, but that's one of the mitzvahs, Chamuras. Shabbos is very complicated. Lois Achman is very complicated. Maybe Lois Ana Berach Eid Shoker is not so difficult. But the Aseres Hadibros is not so easy. So the Ramban understands that the Aseres Hadibros was proclaimed to the people before they converted, before they became Jewish. And this is one of the steps of the Geirus, that the Beis Din has to be Madia, Miktsas Mitzvahs Kalos, or Miktsas Mitzvahs Chamuras. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Bnei Yisrael, a sampling, he told them random 10 mitzvahs, and he says, but I have 613 mitzvahs. Another 603. And after you convert, I'll tell you all about Shiloh HaKan and Shabbos and Kashas and Taras HaMishpach and everything else. Meanwhile, I'm just telling you, Modim also, Miktsas Mitzvahs Kalos and Miktsas Mitzvahs Chamuras. Rashi does not follow that view. Rashi has adopted the view of the other Tanaim, that Maimer Hasina Shaloy Al HaSeder. The first they converted fully, they said Nasa Benishma, that was the Kabbalos on Mitzvahs, then they had the Mila, then they had the Tefillah, then they had the Korban, and after they were fully Jewish, now it's time to teach them Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself and proclaims the Aseres HaDibros to the Bnei Yisrael, and Rashi and Chumash quotes Rabbeinu Sadigun. Rare. Rashi rarely quotes Rav Sadigun. Every so often, but very rare that he quotes him. There's much more that he could have quoted, but he doesn't. He quotes Rav Sadigun that the Aseres HaDibros are the main 10 categories of all the 613 mitzvahs, and all the other mitzvahs can fall under these headings. And there were communities where on Shavuos, when they read the Aseres HaDibros or Kriyas HaTorah, they used to recite piyutim in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. They would pause after each one of the Aseres HaDibros and rattle off long poems listing off all of the mitzvahs that fall under that category. How many mitzvahs fall under Anochi Hashem Elokecha? How many mitzvahs fall under V'liyah L'chalim Acherim Alpana? How many mitzvahs fall under the category of L'sis Hashem Shem Elokecha L'ashof? That's following the thought of Rav Sadia Goin that the Aseres HaDibros are the basic 10 principles of the Torah, the 10 categories under which, under these headings, all of the 613 mitzvahs fall. There are those who say that there are Aseres HaDibros, HaMechubim Keneged, Basora Mamoros Nibra Ha'olam. The Rebbe Shlom has so many Chukei HaTeva, all the principles of chemistry and physics and biology and astronomy and mathematics, everything. And basically, there are 10 Basora Mamoros Nivra Ha'olam. There are 10 principles. And Bo'olam Hazeh, we see Tzadik V'ra'lo Rosh HaBetovlo, we see Tzadikim who suffer, and we see Rishoyim who prosper. And Moshe Rabbeinu was bothered, and all the prophets were bothered with this kasha. Everybody was bothered. How come we have Tzadik V'ra'lo Rosh HaBetovlo? We don't understand it. It looks as if there's a contradiction between Basora Mamoros Nivra Ha'olam and Aseres HaDibros. It looks as if it's not the same God who created the world, who gave all the religious principles. Because how come there's a contradiction? Tzaddik observes all the mitzvahs and he gets killed by the Nazis, and the Rishonim prosper and they lead a happy life. So this is the kasha that bothers everybody. Tzaddik ra'al rosh v'tovlom. So the psukim say that lasi lavoi, we won't have the kasha. Lasi lavoi says miz mishul yom haShabbos, miz mishul lasi lavoi liyom shkol haShabbos muruch olachai hu elamim. Tosis in the end of Psachim quotes the Medrash, they made it famous, that whenever it says Shira in Tanakh, that's a Shir Le'ovar. Whenever it says Shir, that's a Shir Lasi Lovai. Shira, feminine, is like a woman who gives birth to a baby. That's a wonderful simcha, but she has a lot of Chevelei Leida. And after she has the baby, she's in pain for a while. The husband, when his wife has a baby, he doesn't have any pain. So Shir is masculine, then there's no tzari after it. So the shir lo asid lo means mishal yoyim haShabbos is a shir, not a shira, because ain't achrei a tzara. Lo asid lo, but everything will be fine and dandy. So that perek in Tehillim, Miz Mishali Yom HaShabbos, is referring to Miz Mishali Asi Lovai, Yom Shukol HaShabbos Amaruch Lachai Ha'ilamim. So it says, Ale Asor, Ale Novel, Ale Higoyim Bechinor. What's an Asor? So Rashi writes on the post, Asor is a harp that has 10 strings. What's the significance of the 10 strings? So that's what the Mefarshim explain, that in this world, it looks as if there's a contradiction between Basar Mamaris Nevar Ha'olam, the world, the secular world, and Aseres Adibras, which are the basis of Kol HaTorah Kula, according to Rav Sadia Gaon. And Lasi Lavai, they will blend in harmoniously together. That the 10 principles of the Torah and the 10 principles of nature will blend in together. We'll see that there is no contradiction. We won't have the Kasha anymore. Of Sarik Viralo Rosh Vitovlo. The Gemara says that the Gemara Psochim says that Daf Mem Tes that Bo'elam Azeh, we sometimes decide that Baruch Baruch Atoiv Ameitiv, something wonderful happens. If I win a sweepstakes ticket, I say Atoiv Ameitiv. If I share it with someone else, if you don't share it with someone else, you say Shachyonim. But if you share the Simcha, my wife has a baby boy, so we're both happy. So you say Atoiv Ameitiv. If the wife has a baby and she dies at childbirth, so the father has a baby, the wife isn't there anymore, then the father says Shachyana. He's not saying Shachyana that his wife died. He says Shachyana that he has a baby, but he's not sharing the simcha with anybody else. You only say Atav Ameitav if you share the simcha with someone else. When you get engaged and you give the girl an engagement ring, so you're excited that she's accepting your engagement ring, she's excited. So one should say, either they both say Atav Ameitav, one says Atav Ameitiv and his might say the other one, because it's the simcha of giving the matana is shared by both of them. So you say Atav Ameitiv for that. So the Gemara says, Boilam Azeh, we sometimes say Dayan Hamas, we sometimes say Atav Ameitiv, because a lot of times the perception is that it's a tragedy that occurred. So then you say Dayan Hamas. But the Mishnah says in Brachas, Keshem Shemavorcham ala Teva, Kach Mavorcham ala Ra. Just like you say a bracha when something wonderful happens, so do you say a bracha when something terrible happens. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Kishem? It's a different bracha. This is not Taiva Meitiv, this is Dayana Emes. Would you say, just like you say a bracha when you come out of the bathroom, so do you say a bracha when you eat potato chips? This is Ashiyos and this is Bar Pi Adama. What does one bracha got to do with the other? Two different brachas. So the Gemara says, you're right. The bracha has to be recited Dayana Emes because the perception is that it's a tragedy. But we're supposed to Kishem Shem Avrocham Al HaTayv, just like when something wonderful happens. You say HaTayv HaMeitiv with excitement and with joy, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind to us, something wonderful happened. So too, when a tragedy occurs, and we say the text of the Bracha is Dayin HaEmes, but we're supposed to recite the Bracha B'Simcha with the Emuna. This is how the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachas. We're supposed to have Emuna called Ma'adavi Rachmona L'Tavavit. We're supposed to believe that everything is L'Tayva. So the Gemara says, Bo'elam Azeh, we have to say Dayin HaEmes because the perception is that it's a tragedy. We're supposed to say B'Simcha. Lo'asi Lo'ba, the Gemara says, the perception will be that everything is L'Tayva. No one will ever say Dayin HaEmes. The Bracha will always be HaTayva Meitiv. So that's the same over here, that Bo'elam Azeh, we see Tzarek Ra'al Rosh B'Tovlo, so we see a contradiction between Asar Mamaris Nivra Ha'olam and Baseres Adibras. The Baseres Adibras being the basis of Kol HaTorah Kula, the basis of all of the 613 mitzvahs. And Lasi Lavai, the two will blend in together harmoniously, and we see that there never was any stira. We'll be able to recognize that there is no stira. So again, the Ramban understands that the role of the Aseres Adibas was, this was the Kabbalah's on mitzvahs. The ger has to be Madiyah Mosa Mikzas Mitzvahs Kalois, Umikzas Mitzvahs Chamuras. So this was before they became Jewish. Maimon Hasina was for the Goyim, that they should convert. They should be Mekabel all mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, mitzvahs, kalas, mitzvahs, random mitzvahs, not necessarily anything fundamental. And you don't say, Mukdam HaMilcha B'Torah, all the psukim are in order. And Rashi follows the other opinion in the Mechilta, no, that Maimon Hasina was for the Jews. They had already had converted. They already did the Mila, Tfila, Kabbal, Samitzvah, Seh, Nasu, and Ishman. They brought the Korban. And Acharei Kechlos HaKol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching them Torah, and he tells them the basic Aseres Adibras, and everything, all the other 600 mitzvahs fall under these 10 headings. That's the fundamental machlokes, Rashi and the Ramban. The Pasuk introduces the Aseres Adibras by saying, Vayidaber Elokim es kol hadvarim ha'ele lemor. So there's an interesting comment that the Gemara makes in the first paragraph of Chagiga on the word kol hadvarim. What do you mean kol hadvarim ha'ela? So kol is always a ribuy. It marbles something in addition to what the simple pshat is. So the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Chagiga, a lot of times you have a machlokes hatanoim about something. So the Gemara says, halolu metamim v'halolu metarim, halolu mechayvim v'halolu pochim v'halolu osrim v'halolu matirim. So you shouldn't say, this is ridiculous, so many different opinions full of machlokes. Gemara says, basically, the Gemara doesn't use this expression, it's in another place, in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, elu mina divi l'kim chayim. It's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn all the different opinions. Everything is mipi ha-gvura. Everything is, nobody's quoting any other prophet other than the Chumash. All the Tanaim who have the disputes, they're all basing their opinions on what it says in the Chumash. Everybody turns to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Adon HaNavim. And that's the meaning of Adar Lakim is Kol Adroim. Kol means Elu Yele Dibri Lakim Chai. That's an interesting comment the Gemara has. The Gemara in Yume understands Vaidar Bashem Moshe Lamar. So usually in the King James Version, they always translate, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying. So the word lema means colon. In modern Hebrew, modern English, would leave out the word lema, and you put a colon. So the Gemara said, that doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, lema, means colon. Adam Hashem HaMoshe, lema li Yisrael. The Rabban Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, deliver the following message to Bnei Yisrael. And the Gemara derives from the word lema, that's written so many times in Chumash, that if I tell you some information and I didn't authorize you to go tell it to anybody else, it's understood that it has to be kept a secret. That's how I tell you I'm considering divorcing my wife. So you're not allowed to tell it to anybody. Unless I say I'm considering murdering my wife, then you have to tell it to save her life, okay? But if you're not going to save someone else from something, then you're not allowed to tell anybody. Or I say, I'm considering quitting YU and teaching in Landers or something like that. So you're not supposed to tell anybody unless I give you permission to tell it to other people. The Gemara learns it off in the word lamer. What?
But if he says it
from the Rabbim also, so the Rabbim should keep it a secret. So the Gemara understands lamer means lamer l'Yisrael. So how do you read the pasuk? Yadav l'kim is called advarim ha'ele lamer. What does lamer mean? So the Mechilta understands lamer means he wants Bnei Yisrael to answer back. When Hashem said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, everybody had to answer yes. When he said, Liyo Lecholim Lachem Alpanai, they had to answer. It's a machlokes hatanaim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, did they say yes or did they say no? You have to break your head to understand what are they fighting about. Al hen hen v'alav lav or al hen hen v'alav hen. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, Loi Sirtzach, when the Baruch Shalom says, Loi Sirtzach, did everybody say loy, or did everybody say hen? What's exactly the machlek? So there are different comments on this. What exactly is the machlek? But there must be something to it, otherwise the Mechilta wouldn't bother to waste time. The machlek, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shema, must be some substance to it. But the Gemara said that's what the word lema means. But Adav Hashem al Moshe, lema means that Bnei Yisrael should respond. At the end of each one of their Seres Adivis, they responded. Seres Adivis begins with the word Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and the Gemara Masechah Shabbos talks about Rosh Tevis. The din is that one of the 39 malachas on Shabbos is Kosev, and Kosev, the malach is if you write a word. And in Hebrew, there's no word that's less than two letters. We have a few words that have two, S, Hen, O, Bein, Bas, a whole bunch of words that have two letters. So we don't have any word in Hebrew that's less. You have Hal Hashem Tigmul Uzo, so it says the Hey is a different word. But that's irregular. So there's no Hebrew word that has less than two letters. So the din is HaKosev Shtei Yoseis B'Shabbos is Chayev, because HaKosev Shtei Yoseis is considered that he wrote a word, the din is that he has to write a word. So the Gemara had the Mishnah has a Machloikis HaTanayim in Masech HaShabbos and Rav Kuf Dalet Kuf Hey. What if he writes one letter? This is a bin that has truma in it. So he puts a tuf on it to represent truma. Or this is a bin that has maisa sheni money. So he puts a mem on it. And the mem stands for a word. Maisa. Or the tuf stands for maisa sheni, maisa rishon, whatever. Or kodesh. He puts a kuf on it. He's going to put kodesh in it. He writes one letter, but the one letter represents a whole word. Is that considered like kosev shtei oisiyas? The halacha recognizes the concept of Rosh Tevis or not, so it's machlokes hatanaim. So in the middle of that discussion, in Masechah Shabbos and around Kuf Hey. So the Gemara quotes a comment on this pasuk: Anochi is a Rashi Tevis, Ano Nafshik Sobis Yehovis. I, God is speaking, I gave a description of my essence and I wrote it down and I gave it to you. That the whole Torah is a description of the essence of God. Ano Nafshik Sobis Yehovis. The Torah, as we spoke about it earlier, about the Moshel HaKamayim, the Torah is a Moshel, a description of Elokus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Jewish people, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Hotzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Me'beis Avodim. He could have said something bigger and better. He should have said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Shebarasi Shamayim Ve'oretz. Why does he only say about Hashem Hotzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim? So that's what the Ibn Ezra quotes in Kasha from Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. There's a legend that Ibn Ezra married the daughter of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Probably not true. Ibn Ezra was floating around in Europe. He was always a poor man. He never stayed in one place. Never made a living. So he met Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. We know. Probably didn't marry his daughter, but that's how the legend goes. So he quotes Rabbi Yehuda Halevi in the Kuzari, who poses this question, and he quotes his answer. The Jewish people experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim just 7 weeks before. Shavuos was 7 weeks after Pesach, after Yetzias Mitzrayim. We didn't experience Briya Shamayim Varis. We weren't there. That's a historical tradition. So we say, our Baruch Shalom says, Anoch Hashem Elokecha, you experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim. You saw the Gilui Shechina there. Anoch Hashem Elokecha, you know it's true because you left Mitzrayim. So it's interesting. The Gemara has a machlokes for the Kriya Shema Deraisa, Kriya Shema Lav Deraisa, and Brochas Dav Kof. How can Kriya Shema not be deraisa? It says B'shach B'chov Kumecha. Of course, Kriya Shema is deraisa. So the Shagasari quotes Rabbeinu Yoina. He made it famous. We don't. Not all the Rabbeinu Yoinas are as famous as this. This one is famous. It said B'shach B'chov Kumecha. Of course, you have to say something by Yom Ha'Balayla. But the machlokes is whether the insistence of reading Shema B'Yom Shemaya is that min haTorah? B'shach B'chov Kumecha means you have to read that parasha and this parasha. Oh no. B'shach b'chov kumecho is just a repeat of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You have to learn. And if you wouldn't have had this, and Menat Torah, you can pick any parsha. You can be Mava Sedra. Read the beginning of a Yisrov for Shachris and the middle of Yisrov for Mairav. Doesn't have to be Davka Shema Ba'yoyim Shema. So if you're Kriya Shema Deraisa, then the nature of the mitzvah is Kabbalah Samach HaShamayim by reciting Shema Ba'yoyim Shema. Kabbalah Samach HaShamayim and Kabbalah Samitzvah. Shema is Kabbalah Samach HaShamayim. And by Yom Shema, the Mishnah says it's Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. If Yom Kriya Shema Lav Deraisa, the nature of the mitzvah is Talmud Torah. And really, Menat Torah, you can be Mava said, you can say what any parasha you want. That's only Midrabbanan that we insist on saying Shema Bo Yom Shema. But Menat Torah, it really means Talmud Torah. So the Pri Megadim writes in his introduction, Pri Megadim is a commentary, is a super commentary on Shulchan Aruch. It's a commentary on the Taz and on the Magen Avraham, who were commentaries on the side of the page of the Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim. So the Pei Megadim writes in his introduction to the Dinim Hilchas Kriya Shema in HaRachayim that there are four different opinions. Weak Paskin Kriya Shema is the Reis. So the four different opinions, Weak Paskin, the Rambam Paskin, Taisis himself Kriya Shema love the Reis. When Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is like the Rambam, the Kriya Shema is the Reis. You got to say Shema. So the Pri Megadim quotes that there are four opinions. How much of Kriya Shema is deraisa? So the Ramban's opinion, Ramban has a whole essay about this in his commentary on the Rif, the Muhammad's in the beginning of Brachas, first paragraph of Brachas. Only Pasuk Rishon is deraisa. Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. And the rest is Zolmei Derabbanan. Rashi's opinion, the opening Rashi and Shas, that they used to dab Meir very early, in the days of Rashi, before Tzeis HaKochavim. And the Mishnah says you can only fulfill Kriya Shema after Tzeis HaKochavim. So Rashi raised the question, so how will Yotzei Kriya Shema? We'd all dab Ma'ariv early. So Rashi says, don't worry, when you say Kriya Shema Lamito, you say the first parsha, you Yotzei Kriya Shema. So Tosfos says, but you only say the first parsha. And it says, B'shocho Kamecho and B'hoyoyim Shemaya also. So apparently Rashi thinks that only parsha Rishon is deraisa. And the second parsha, when it says, B'shocho B'ho Kamecho, that goes, Ha'ubidiv Retaru Hudichsev, that goes on learning Torah. B'shach Ba'o Kamecha, and the first parsha goes on reciting this parsha Shema, and Ba'yon Shema is only Midirabbanan. Taisus disagrees. The first Taisus in Brochas disagrees with Rashi. They say the first two parshias are deraisa because it says both times, B'shach Ba'o Kamecha. So So the nature of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema D'Oraisa is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And then the Rambam's opinion, when you look in the Rambam Hilchas Kriyas Shema, the Rambam paskens Kriyas Shema D'Oraisa, and what's D'Oraisa? Shema B'Hayam Shamaya and Vayomer. So how can it be Vayomer? What does Vayomer have to do with Shema V'Hayam Shamaya? It doesn't say over there B'Shach Bokum Echa. We say Vayomer because the man tiskos yem tzeischem yem tzam kol yemecha yecha yemecha yecha hayamim kol yemecha yecha harilos. You have to mention zechiras tzeis mitzrayim bayomer balayla every day. So we say the third parsha, it's a totally different mitzvah, a different inyan. The first shema bayom shema is one mitzvah, that's shema, and bayomer is zechiras tzeis mitzrayim. So why does the Rambam write that bayomer is part of the mitzvah of kriyas shema? Prima Gordon points it out. There are four different shittas. The Ramban holds only Pasuk Rishon. The first Rashi in Brochos holds Parsha Rishayna. Tosis holds Shtei Parshias Rishaynas. And the Rama holds all the Gimel Parshias. So the Tzlach is a Sefer on Brochos by the Nodi Yehuda. Tzion Lenefesh Chaya. I think his mother died. His mother's name was Chaya. So people think it's Tzion. They think that it has something to do with Zionism. It's a Tzion, a memorial for his mother Chaya. Tzion Lenefesh Chaya. So the Tzlach HaBrochas raises the question, the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs only mentions as a mitzvah, Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim HaPesach Naim. Yigarat HaLevincha B'yom HaHuleima Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim Barichas, to read the whole Haggadah. He never mentioned the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, that you have to have an obligation every day, B'yom HaBalayla, to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why not? So there are several good answers on the question. A lot of the answers are correct. So one of the famous answers that Rab Chaim Soloveitchik gave was exactly this. It says in Aseres Hadibros, Anocha Hashem Elokecha, not Asher Barasu Shamayim Varos, Asher Hotzi Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Why does the Rebbeinu Shlomo only say Asher Hotzi Sicha? Because the Jewish people experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then it became obvious to them that God does exist, that God is all-powerful. Otherwise, how could he break them out of the prison? How could he get them out of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Rambam holds that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day is not an independent mitzvah. It's a part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach HaShamam, Ayidei Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why the Rambam doesn't count it as an independent mitzvah, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. And that's why he says it's part, an integral part of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. You have to recite three parashiyos for Shema. What do you mean? It doesn't say B'shalach B'komecha. The answer is it says the other pasuk, the Man Titzchar. That shows us that the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a hemshech, it's an integral part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach HaShamayim. We should be Kabbalah Samach HaShamayim because we have a historical tradition from our ancestors that they all lived through, they all experienced the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that showed us, that's how it was demonstrated to us that God exists and that he's all powerful. The Gemara has a famous comment in there in the Makkos that there were 630 mitzvahs. Had they come to this uneven number, 613? So the Gemara says, because this is Torah Tzivul on a Moshe, Moroshi Kilo Sank, Moshe Abena taught us Torah. Torah Begematria is 611, Tafav Reshei. And two mitzvahs we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, Anecha V'liyocha Mipi Agvur HaShemayim. How'd they figure that out? Because the first two dibros are written, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzi Sicha, God is speaking, Le'yoloch Aleim Acharim, Al Ponai. As we say later. Ki Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am, God is speaking. Then, from the third mitzvah, La'sisa, doesn't say, Ashmi Lasha, Sisa Hashem Shem Elokecha Lasha, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the rest is written not Balosh Noichach, God is speaking to the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to the Jewish people, telling them over what Hashem wants them to know. So that's how the Gemara had a tradition. First two are the Aseres Hadibros, Pihagvur Hashemayim. And the last eight were said over by Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's how the Gemara comes to this idea. The Torah Tzivul on Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu told the 611 mitzvahs. Nochev Eliyelucha, the additional two mitzvahs, that adds up to 613. So the Rambam says, obviously, Sifin Limar, that Anochi is one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. So he complains against the Baal Halachas Gedolos who preceded him. There's a Sefer Halachas Gedolos, and Tosfos quotes a lot, and all the Masechtas. Halachas Gedolos is basically a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He lists off which are the 613 mitzvahs, which are the 248 mitzvahs sesei, which are the 365 mitzvahs loy sesei. So the Halachas Gedolos does not include Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So the Rambam makes fun of him. He said, how can he leave out that mitzvah? The Gemara established the number 613 because Anochi v'liyeh lecha mipi agvur shemayim, and 611 is Torah Tzivlanu. So 611 and 2 is 613. That's the Rambam's Tainim. The Ramban agrees with the Rambam that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah, but he says he shouldn't laugh at the Bahag. He can defend the position of the Bahag. So he says, how can God command us that we should believe in Him? If you don't believe in Him, so there's no mitzvah. There's nobody there to command you. So he says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the introduction to all the mitzvahs out there. You can't say it's a tzivui. A mitzvah means a commandment. You have to believe in God. If you don't believe in God, so it doesn't get off the ground. Let the mitzvahs begin. So he said, that's apparently what the Halachas Gedolos thinks. You cannot count on Anochi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah, because if you don't believe in God, so there's no mitzvah, so there's no mitzvah, so there's nothing. And he gives a mashal that a king came to Medina, and the citizens in the Medina said, give us a system of law. So the king says, first, mibekabel ol malchusi. First, accept me as the king. First, commit yourself to listen to what I say that is going to be binding. Then I'll give you laws. So they coronated him, and they said, whatever you say goes. And then he said, okay, now I can give you a legal system. Now you have to listen to the laws. So he says, it's the same over here. First, we have to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's the preamble. That's the introduction to the mitzvahs. And then you have to have 613 mitzvahs after that. So that's how the Ramban defends the Halachas Gedolos. But the Ramban himself, on Chumash, agrees with the Rambam that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah. So Taka doesn't make any sense. How can it be a mitzvah? If you don't believe that God exists, so there's no mitzvah. So how can God command you to believe in Him? So that's Rabbi Chana Wasserman has an essay about this. So he explains, you look in the Rambam, in the Mishnah Torah, there seems to be a contradiction between the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, and the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mishnah Torah was written in Hebrew. Sefer HaMitzvahs was written originally in Arabic, and it was translated. So in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says, the mitzvah anecha Hashem Elokecha, leida sheyeshem boryamarek, to know that God exists. And the Sefer HaMitzvahs, those of us who don't know Arabic, so we use the Hebrew translation. The Sefer HaMitzvahs, he translates it to amin, to believe that God exists. So that's what the Mefarshim say. It's not exactly accurate. Every so often, the one who translated the Sefer HaMitzvahs writes, I think, Al-Kharizi, if I'm not mistaken. So he writes, he doesn't really know Arabic so well, but he's going to try to give a translation. So for many generations, they thought that it was just saying this out of humility. He doesn't know Arabic well. So in recent generations, they said, no, Hitaki didn't know Arabic well. Every so often, he mistranslates an Arabic word and he gives the wrong word. So in Europe, there was a great Goyen, Rabbi Chaim Heller. He was in Berlin. When Rabbi Soloveitchik was in the university in Berlin, he used to learn Rabbi Chaim Heller's Beis Medrash. Rabbi Chaim Heller came to America afterwards, after the war, I think, and he lived in Manhattan. He was a great Goyen, very big Talmid Chacham. So he published a new translation. He knew Arabic, among other things. So he published a new translation of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, correcting the inaccuracies here and there. So he writes about this one also, that when it says in the Hebrew translation, L'ha Amin, to believe in the existence of God, he doesn't think that that's really accurate. The Arabic really means the same as what the Rambam wrote in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Leida. What does it mean, Leida? So many philosophers in the Middle Ages thought that the Rambam meant to say Leida, that it's a mitzvah to develop philosophical proofs of the existence of God. Another said that that's ridiculous. Everyone, every child 13 years old has a mitzvah to develop. Not everybody has such a mind for philosophy. Everybody has to go through philosophical proofs of the existence of God. So they say it doesn't mean that. Balatanya explains this, and others explain the same. There's a pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava. So Adam and Chava were together, and she became pregnant and had babies. So the Hebrew word for the Tashmish is Vayeda Ha'adam Eschava Yishtoi. What does it mean, Vayeda? It means Hischabrus. Adam and Chava were together. They had marital relations, and then she became pregnant. So here when the Rambam uses the word Leda, She'eshem Borei Manik, Leda doesn't mean to develop philosophical proofs. What it means is the following, Rabbi Chanan Rasim explains. There's a lot of information that's stored in the back of my mind. If someone's going to ask me, what's my social security number? So I'll have to think a few times. And I'll remember it after a while. They'll ask me, what is the number of my office in the yeshiva on the fifth floor? I always have to think, I don't remember what it's 514 or 517. I won't remember, Taka. There's certain things in the back of my mind, if you'll ask me what it is, I'll think about it and I'll tell you right away. There are other things that are mamish in the forefront of my mind, that I have mamish on the tip of my tongue. Ask me my address, I know my address. Ask my phone number, I know my phone number. Years ago, there was a famous movie. I must have been 10 years old when I saw this movie. It was very funny. About Mr. Belvedere or something like that. He was a genius. He knew the whole encyclopedia by heart. And he was on one of the quiz shows. They didn't have television then. There was only radio, so the movie was money. He was on a radio quiz show. And he kept on winning every week. He won $100,000, $1 million, $5 million. They kept on winning. They asked him about poetry. They asked him about paintings and about music. He knew everything about everything. They didn't know how to get rid of him. So finally, they said, ask him what his social security number is. He didn't know. He only knew what it says in his encyclopedia. He didn't know his own social security number. I don't know mine either. If I'll think about it, I'll probably be able to recall it. So there are certain things that are on the front of your head, front of your mind, other things stored away in the back of your mind. Thank you very much. So that's the mitzvah. Leida, she'eshem borei manik, means yediya is like vayeid adam eschav ishtai. Certain pieces of information are behischabris with our minds. It's in the forefront of our minds. The pasuk says, "Da es alakei avicha." We should have yedias Hashem. What do you mean, yedias Hashem? Not that it should be in the recesses of our mind. If we think hard, remember, oh yeah, God exists. We should always have shavis Hashem lenegdi sam. We should always have the feelings if God is there in the forefront of our minds. If we're always thinking about God, shavis Hashem lenegdi sam. It's not a mitzvah to believe in the existence of God, like the Ramban said. How can God command us to believe in Him? If you don't believe that He exists, there's nobody there to command you to believe anything. We're talking to people who know that God exists. How do we know? Because we have a historical tradition from our ancestors. We assume, I knew all of my grandparents. I knew they were honest people. They knew their parents and their grandparents. And I was saying, "Lo shikra lanu." Our ancestors, our parents didn't tell us lies. They told us they experienced Maimon Hasina. They told us they experienced Esamakas. So we know that all of this is true. We know that God exists. We have historical tradition. Like someone's going to deny that George Washington was the first president of the United States, that Lincoln freed the slaves. There's nobody alive today who can tell you eyewitness report that George Washington was the president. The answer is, it's a historical tradition. We know that it's true. The guy will be left out if he's going to deny that Washington was the first president. So we know that God exists. Our ancestors experienced the Esamakas and the Kriyas Yamsov and the Maimon HaSinai. There was Gilui Shechina, everything was obvious. But we can have a lot of pieces of information in the recesses of our mind, not fully, not thinking of it all the time. So that's the mitzvah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is Leida She'esham. It should be in the forefront of our mind. It should be Shavisi Hashem LeNegesam. We should always be thinking about that. That's a famous story that they tell the Baal Shem Tov and the Nodi Behuda lived in the same village for a while before the Nodi Behuda became the rabbi in Prague. That was a big city. It was on the cutting edge of all of the Gilei Arayos and Avodah Zara and everything. Nodi Behuda writes in one of his chubas. He had a deal all the time with Shezinsa and Zainas and Prutzas. So one of the chubas, he writes, "Give me a break. I'm an old man already." He asked someone else about the Zainas and the Prutzas. "I had enough already." He lived in a big city. So before that, he lived in a little village, Yampala. And Baal Shem Tov was, I think, a cousin of Mrs. Nodi Behuda. And they were very friendly. Nodi Behuda was very friendly. So then Baal Shem Tov started a whole movement of Hasidus. So the Baal Shem Tov was very private. He was a big tzanua. So the Nadi Yehuda called him into his office and he said, you want to start a new movement in Judaism, you have to be learned. To be a leader in the Jewish people, you have to be a Talmid Chacham. So we have to ask you some questions. So the story goes that it was Rosh Chodesh. So first he asked him, if you really have this inspiration and everything, you can read people's minds, tell me, what am I thinking of now? So Baal Shem Tov says simply, thinking Shavisa Hashem Lenegdi Samet. So he said, wrong. So he said, well, you're supposed to. Shavisa Hashem Lenegdi Samet. All the answers were wise guy answers. Then he asked him, it was Rosh Chodesh, morning. So he asked him, what's the din if you forget Yalav Yavu to Mairev on Rosh Chodesh? So the din is Mairev on Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat Shemana Esrei. Mairev on Chalamayit, you do repeat Shemana Esrei. If you forget Yalav Yavu, Mairev on Rosh Chodesh is the exception to the rule. Gemara has a whole explanation. And Shachas, if you forget Yalav Yavu, you have to daven over again. So the Baal Shem Tov gave him a wise guy answer. So he said, Rebbe, it wouldn't make any difference for your followers or for my followers. My followers would never forget the first time. And by your followers, by the Misnagdim, if you tell them to daven the second time, I guarantee you they'll forget Yalav Yavu the second time also. So the story, the Hasidim say, the end of the story was that morning, the Nadi Behuda forgot Yalav Yavu and Shachris, and he forgot it the second time. And he said, when he said Shemana Esrei the second time, he forgot it the second time also. That's how the Hasidim tell the story. But that's the famous story. That if you asked the Baal Shem, what am I thinking of? So he said, Shavisa Hashem Lenegdi Samet. So he said, wrong. So he said, well, you should be. That's the mitzvah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He's always supposed to have, you're always supposed to be conscious of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. In Kaddish, we have 10 praises. He's Gadal, he's Kadash. Then you say, he's Barach, he's Tabach, he's Barach, he's Ramam, he's Nasev, he's Adar, he's Saleh, he's Halol. But we separate the first two from the last eight. And many have the practice. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this. Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the Rokech. And the Vilna Gaon had the practice. The first two you say in Hebrew, Yizgadel, Yizgadesh, and the rest you say in Aramaic. Why are they separated? How come the first one in Hebrew, the rest are in Aramaic? So the Rokech has a comment. The Rokech is one of the Balei HaTosfos. Rablezer Rokech. So he writes, the 10 praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu correspond to the Aseres HaDibros. And the first two were Mipi HaGvura Sheminim, and the last eight were separate. Those were Moshe Rabbeinu said about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking directly. But that's why we separate the first two from the last eight. And that's why we say the first two in Hebrew and the last eight in Aramaic, because it's different. When Rebbeinu Shalom talks, he only talks in Hebrew. Moshe Rabbeinu talks, he speaks in other languages as well. That was the Vilna Gaon's practice. He did like that. He said, Yizgadel v'Yizkadesh. But in Lithuania, that was not the practice. No one did that. Nobody else did that. The Mishnah Berurah just ignored what the meaning was. It just wrote things that don't correspond to the meaning in Lithuania at all. The Aruch HaShulchan always writes what the meaning is in Lithuania, and a lot of times he defends the meaning, even though it seems to be not so correct. And the Mishnah Berurah just ignores what the common practice was. That's what the... There was a rabbi in Baltimore who passed away at a very old age, around 3-4 years ago. So he wrote a whole book about this. He was one of the Americans. He was born and bred in America. He went to learn in Europe as a teenager. He went to learn in Tells for 8 years. Rabbi Gifton went to learn in Tells. A whole group of Americans. Some of them went to Mir Yeshiva, some of them went to Tells to learn. Kellum, some went to Kellum. So this rabbi who passed away from Baltimore wrote a whole book that's called, in English, about Minhage Lita. Minhage Lita. So he writes, after the war, everybody was killed, so the Lithuanian yeshivas were revived, and they wanted to reconstruct everything the way it was before. So they looked in the Mishnah Berurah, and they thought, we'll do what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, that'll represent. It says, no similarity living or dead. Mishnah Berurah doesn't correspond to what they did in the Litvish yeshivas. He says, the yeshiva that's closest to the meaning of Lithuania is Taka, the Telz yeshiva in Cleveland. Because that was founded by people who came from Telz. The others had no survivors. So the others just follow what is said in Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah does not correspond to the meaning of Lita. So that's the issue. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Ramban points out it's really problematic. Ramban, Sefer Mitzvah, points out it's really problematic. Torah says, Torah Tziva Lon, the Torah Begimatria 611. Then Anochi V'Liyeh Lucham Piyag Rosh Minus is 611 and 2 is 613. This is 2? Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah essay, the Rambam said. That's one. Then, Lo Yehalach Alihim Acherim Al Panai, means you shouldn't believe in any other gods. That's another mitzvah. L'sas L'chatasa B'chol Tamuna is a third mitzvah. L'sishtach V'lehem is a fourth mitzvah. L'sa'avdem is a fifth mitzvah. So the first two dibris have five mitzvahs in them. So how does the Gemara say, if Anochi V'lehalach Alihim Pi Agur Shemayinam, and you have 6:11 plus 5, it should be 6:16. Should be 6:13. So the Ramban points out that problem. I don't know the answer to that. That's Ramban on the Sefer HaMitzvos points out that problem. That is a major issue. The lav le'yilach alim arpachem alponim means you're not allowed to be oila ladasi, not even allowed to think about the possibility that there's any other power other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to make a dovah shel avodah zarah. Because ishtach v'lehem, not allowed to bow down. Lo sav, not allowed to worship it. The Gemara knows that from Psukim, you're not allowed to even manufacture an avodah zarah for a non-Jew to worship it. Not allowed to manufacture for yourself, not allowed to manufacture for anybody else either. Kikel kano Hashem, God is a jealous God. Just like sometimes you have a couple. The wife is very jealous. She doesn't want her husband to talk to any other women. The husband is jealous. He doesn't want his wife to talk to any other men. He's always concerned. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kelkano. He's very jealous. He doesn't want us to look into any other Avodah Zarah. Doesn't want us to think about it, to study about any other Avodah Zarah. All the universities have courses about comparative religion. It's prohibited to take such a course. The Gemara says you're not allowed to study about Avodah Zarah unless you need it. Lahavin al-Haris. Thus, you're going to be a member of the Sanhedrin, you're going to have to paskin shailas about who's chayv misim mitam avodah zarah. Or if you're a rabbi, you have to deal with galochim. Okay, so then lehovin leharis you're allowed to. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky lost his wife and then he remarried, so he moved from one apartment to the other in Muncie. So he was already an old man, and he had his grandchildren help him move all of his things. So they found a stack of books, and they found a stack of svarim in one of the closets. In the bottom of the stack, they found a copy of the Gospels. So, yeah, and what's he doing with a copy of the Gospels? So he said that when he first came from Europe to America, he was a rabbi in Toronto. As a rabbi in Toronto, I had to speak to the Galochim, had to speak to the Christian ministers. He had to know how to speak intelligently. So he had to be able to read the Gospels in order to carry on the conversation. So he still had it on the bottom of the stack of all the books in his closet. And the lady is, he didn't meet with any galochim, but that was lehovin leharis. The third of the aseres adibus lasisa shen shamakecha lashov. So people mistranslate this tzivui. You're not allowed to mention the name of God in vain. That's not what it means. It means you're not allowed to swear a shvashov. Shvashov means I swear that it's nighttime now. We all look outside, you see it's nighttime. I swear the lights are on. Everybody knows the lights are on. Or I swear the lights, it's dark in the room. I swear the sun is shining. It's obviously not true. If something is obviously true, obviously not true, that's called a shva shav. Or a person takes a shva, he will not like tefillin tomorrow morning. A nishba l'batel es ha-mitzvah. The shva is not chal. You're mushba miyayim ha-sina. You're obligated min ha-shamayim from centuries ago to put on tefillin every day. So if he takes a shva not to put on tefillin, the shvuah is not chal. So that's called the shvuah shov. So that's the first half of the pasuk. L'sisa Hashem shamakecha l'shov. Then it says, ki lo yinak Hashem eisa she'isa shmoy l'shov. Why was it necessary to write l'shov the second time? It should say, ki lo yinak Hashem eisa, ki lo yinak Hashem. Also, why does it repeat again? Eisa she'isa shmoy l'shov. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, l'shov, l'shov, trei zimni, the second time that it says the word Lashav at the end of the Pasuk really means Shva Sheker. Shva Sheker is like this. I'm talking to my wife on the phone in New York and she says, how's the weather? I say it was snowing today and it wasn't snowing. So that's a Shva Sheker. It's not obvious to her one way or the other. She doesn't know. I say the sun was shining today. So it was nice and warm. That's a Shva Sheker. She doesn't know what the facts are. Shva Sheker is, I swear falsely, there's something that you don't really know. It's not obvious one way or the other. But Lashov, if it's either obviously so, obviously not so, a nishba levatla is a mitzvah, that's a category, mishnais and shvuah, that's called shvuah shov. So you look in the Targum Onkelos, Targum Onkelos says that that's the, Targum Onkelos always gives pshuta shal mikra. So the Targum Onkelos translates like that. Lasisa shamakecha lashov, he translates le magona, for nothing, le magona. Ki lo yinak Hashem eseh shishma lashov, he says le shikra. He already put into the translation what Rashi quotes from the Gemara. Lashav, lashav, trezimni, meni men lashav, tenei huinu lashaker. That the second time that the word lashav appears in the Pasuk, it's a prohibition against Shavua Sheker. There is a prohibition to mention God's name in vain, but that's not what it's talking about over here. The Gemara in Tmura says that that's forbidden, to mention God's name in vain. That's based on the Pasuk, on Esse, Es Hashem Elkecha Tira. You should fear God, so you're not allowed to mention His name unnecessarily. Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatot. To mention God's name unnecessarily is an Iser essay of Es Hashem Elkecha Tira, but the Lav only goes on Shvua Shov and on Shvua Sheker. What if a person swears Al HaEmes? He doesn't swear Shvua Sheker. He go to court, and the judge says, are you prepared to swear? So he gives you a copy of the Gospels. So you don't put your hand on the Gospels. I say, I'm Jewish. I can't. They give you a copy of the Bible. Is there any other to swear? Shmuel Hemes, there's nothing wrong. But the Chasam Sefer has a tshuva where he writes, the minhag clearly is that observant Jews, Orthodox Jews, always avoid swearing, even Al HaEmes. And even they have a din Torah, and the Dayan will paskin, the Bezna will paskin, if you swear, you putter. But if a mitzvah shvuah seidechad, if you swear pata, you don't swear, you have to pay. So Orthodox Jews will always avoid swearing, even al ha'emes, because shvuah sheker is a very serious aveira. So we always try to avoid it at all costs, and we don't even want to swear shvuah sheker. So the Chasam Sofer and his tshuva gives sources for this. He quotes midrashim as sources for this, as the hearers to avoid. So when you go to court and the judge wants you to swear. So Orthodox people usually say, I'm an Orthodox Jew. Is it okay if I just declare that it's so? I'd rather not swear. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Are you allowed to make a shvuah against the mitzvah that's only a rishus?
Probably can. Where do we have a mitzvah that's only a rishus? To eat matzah the last days of Pesach. According to those who say this, yeah, probably can. It's only a shvua shov. It's only a shvua shov if it's contradictory to your obligation. But if it's not an obligation, I think it would be. It would be chal. And I think that would be called a shvua shov. The Gemara in Yuma speaks about the kapara of Sor HaMishtalech on Yom Kippur. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, quotes Yerushalmi. He doesn't quote the Bavli, he quotes Yerushalmi. Is a little different from what it says in the Bavli, that the Sor HaMishtaleach is mechaper on Kalas and on Chamuris, but differently. There are Averis that are called Averis Kalas and Averis that are called Averis Chamuris. Which are the Kalas, which are the Chamuris? The Chamuris are those Averis which carry with them a punishment of Misas Bezdin, Kores, and Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the Gemara says in Shvua Sheker, Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker is also included in the category of Chamuris, because it says, Ki lo yanak Hashem, God will never forgive. So that's considered Chamuris. That makes Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker considered Shvua Chamura. The Gemara usually has a rule, there's a Machlekes HaTanaim and a Machlekes HaLocha LaMaisa at a Paskan, Bechan Mishlokish, we Paskan like Rabbechan, that Alav Sheim HaMaisa, you don't get Malkus. You only get Malkus if you violate an Avera that's similar to Lo Sachsim Shor Bedisha. Because in Chumash Dvarim, we darshan smuchim. In Kolat Arkul, you only darshan hekesh. Hekesh means you have two dinim written in the same pasuk. We assume there's a connection between the two. You have two dinim written in two adjacent psukim. That's called smuchim. So the Gemara in the beginning of Yevamah says we only darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah, in Chumash Dvarim. There are many, 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 many famous dinim, many famous drushes based on smuchim and mishnah Torah. So one of the many famous drushes is that it says in Chumash, a rasha gets malchus and doesn't give a definition of who's a rasha. The Russia gets Malkus. Which Russia? So the very next pasuk says Lasachsim Sher Bedishai. So all the Tanaim adopt that position. You only get Malkus if you violate an Avera like Lasachsim Sher Bedishai. So we assume Lasachsim Sher Bedishai has to be Alav Sheyesh Bamaisa. Alav Sheyesh Bamaisa ain't like Mala. What's called Alav Sheyesh Bamaisa? You violate. Yesh Bamaisa means I did something with my hands, with my feet. If I just speak and I do an Avera, Aidei Dibur, I talk Lashon Hara, that's an Avera. You don't get Malkus for that. Because an Avera, Aidei Dibur, Aidei Amira is considered a lav, Shein Bamaisa. The exception to the rule is Nishba. The Gemara has three except Nishba, Meimer, making Tmura, Mekalach Avera B'Shem. That's the Gemara beginning of Tmura. There are three exceptions to the rule. So Nishba La Sheker, as the person swears that he ate the salami sandwich yesterday. He didn't eat a salami sandwich. So the Gemara says, we give Malkus. But it's a lav shein b'maisa. So the Gemara says, it's an exception to the rule. How do you know that despite the fact that it's an exception to the rule, you give Malkus? Because the pasuk says, ki lo yinaka Hashem, emphasis on the word Hashem. Bezen shalmaila eina menaka mosa, but bezen shalmata malka mosa menaka mosa. Bezen shalmata gives a Malkus. Bezen shalmata means the bezen. Gives a Malkus, and then he's considered a tzaddik. After he gets the Malkus, it says, V'niklo achicha le'enecha, kima shaloka areya ki achicha. After you punish with the Malkus, so the person is then considered a tzaddik. So that's how the Gemara interprets these psukim. The next of the Aseres Adibis is problematic. The Gemara says we have two versions of what says in Aseres Adibis. You have in Parshas Yisrael, in Parshas V'aschana. Here it says, Zochas Yom Shabbos L'Kadosh. Here it says, Shomar. So it's a major contradiction. So the Gemara says, Zocha v'shamer b'dibur echad emru. They were both proclaimed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu simultaneously. Not one half of a pasuk, another half of the pasuk. Masha'en ha'pei yichol l'dabur v'lo ha'izen yichol l'dishmoya. Human beings can't say two things at the same time. There are people that talk about out of two sides of the mouth at the same time. That means something else. But you can't say two things simultaneously. And you can't even hear either. Trei kol l'lam v'shtam. You can't hear two different. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed when they were saying Aseret Adibur, he said Zoch v'shamer b'dibur echad, and the Gemara says this is stronger than a Hekesh. A Hekesh is if you have a Pasuk, the first half of the Pasuk is connected with the second half, so we assume there's a connection. Here you have the two Psukim were proclaimed simultaneously, so it's even stronger than a Hekesh. So the Gemara says, what is the relevance of this Hekesh? Zoch v'shamer b'dibur echad Nemru. Relevance is that Zocha means to mention Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, to recite Kiddush. Zocha means lahazkir, not remember the day of Sabbath to keep it holy, but rather mention the Kedushas Hayom, mention that Shabbos has Kedush. That's the mitzvah of reciting Kiddush. Like it says, Zocha es yosu l'cha amolek. So the Gemara says in Megillah, Zocha means to remember, yochel b'leiv, tamalam b'leis ishkach, arei b'leiv oma, amani mekam Zocha, Zocha b'peh. So the Gemara understands the word Zocha es yosu l'cha amolek. Talk about what Amalek said. Doesn't mean remember what Amalek said. Lasishkach means don't forget. Zacha means lahazakir. Not lizkar, but lahazakir. Same thing in Megillah Esther. It says you have to give shalachmanas, matanas, leidyayinimus. So this point, where does it say you read the Megillah? Where does it say in Megillah Esther you have to read the Megillah? So the Gemara says the pasuk that says you have to read the Megillah says, Hayamim ve'ele nizkarim v'na'asim. Nizkarim means that the days are spoken of. It's spoken of by reading the Megillah. So the word nizkarim doesn't mean the days are remembered, it means the days are spoken. The same over here, Zochas Yom Shabbos L'Kadosh means you should recite Kiddush on Shabbos. So the Gemara says the mitzvah of Kiddush basically should have been a mitzvah saseh hazman grama that women should have been potter from. Women should have been mechuyim Kiddush, but the Gemara says it's not so, because Shomer Yom Shabbos L'Kadosh is a lois esse. Whenever it says he shomer pen v'yal, that's considered a lois esse. It says Shomer Yom Shabbos L'Kadosh doesn't mean watch, it means don't do malocha on Shabbos. So that's a loises shazman grama. So hishva kosev ish liish l'cholonch and shabbator. When it comes to averis, the men and the women are equal, and even if it's a mitzvah loises shazman grama, women are mechuyim. So since zochah v'shamu were proclaimed b'dibur echad simultaneously, ma'ashein apei l'chol l'dabe v'lohoiz and yichol l'shmaya. So the Gemara says there's a hek. We treat it as if it were better than a hekish. So just like women are muzah not to violate shamar, so women are mechuyed min haTorah to recite Kiddush as well. let's say sometimes the husband is sick or the husband is away on a business trip, so the mother of the household, she can't have the young boy recite Kiddush to be Meitzer. Young boy is not bar mitzvah yet. The mother is obviously bas mitzvah. Mother has to say Kiddush. She wants the son to say Kiddush, gamken, but she has to say her own. She can't be Yotze with the son's Kiddush. He's a cotton. Can't be Meitzer the mother. The Ramban has a comment, a very famous Ramban on this pasuk. He's dealing with the Ibn Ezra's comment. Ibn Ezra raises the question, how come the Gemara is only concerned about this contradiction between Parshas Vayeschanan and Parshas Yisroel? There are other discrepancies between the version of the Aseres HaDibros here and the version that appears in Parshas Vayeschanan. So this Ibn Ezra raises the issue. So the Ramban has a very interesting klal. He says, when the Chumash quotes what somebody said, it's not at all necessarily a verbatim quotation. The Chumash gives you the gist of what he said. What did he really say in the Aseres HaDibros could be neither version. Not necessarily what it says in Yisro, nor what it says in Vayeschanan. They were identical. The Luchos Rishonim and Luchos Shniyos were the same. It's not that this was the text for the Luchos Rishonim, that was the text of Luchos Shniyos. That's not true. The Gemara says everything is the same. But the Ramban says, we don't know what it says. The Chumash is giving us the gist of what it says. It could be it didn't say Zohar or Shomer. Couldn't be. It could be that it said neither. So, all the other discrepancies between Yisro and Vayeschanan are really insignificant because the gist of the mitzvahs is the same. But here the Tanaim were working on a problem. The gist of the mitzvah is not the same. Shomer is a lois essay, and Zohar is an essay. An essay, a lois essay, are worlds apart. So that's why the Gemara said, this is a problem. What do you do with Zohar and Shomer? What is the gist of the mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah essay? Or is it a mitzvah lois essay? So the Gemara says, you're right. Zohar v'shama b'dei brecha, they're both said simultaneously. They're both. It contains both a mitzvah sesei and a mitzvah sloi sesei. Then the Rabban adds on another line. He says, and there's a major difference between an essay and a loi sesei. They come from two different worlds. All the obligations to do the mitzvah sesei stem from avos Hashem. We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we want to make him happy, so we do the mitzvahs. And the obligation to observe all the loises, all the lavin, that stems from the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. You have fear of God, so you don't want to violate His instruction. You don't want to violate the Averis. Interesting. Then the Rabban adds on, which is more important, Avas Hashem or Yiras Hashem? Philosophical question. Which is a greater mitzvah? So the Rabban says, obviously, Avas Hashem is a higher madrega than Yiras Hashem, but haraya, that mitzvah says, doicha mitzvah is loises. Interesting interpretation. Mitzvah sesed decha mitzvah sloi sesed. There was a great gun who died 100 years ago, Rabbi Yosef Engel. He has a lot exactly the same. He was a Polish gun, Polish style of learning. But he has a lot of things that are exactly identical with Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. He lived in the same generation. There's certain ideas that the whole world was thinking of in the same time. The atomic theory of matter. How many atoms are there? 107, 115, whatever it is, the list of atoms. So Dalton came up with atomic theory the same time the Vilna Gaon came up with atomic theory of mitzvahs. Vilna Gaon has a whole different sheet of what Taryag mitzvahs are. The atomic theory of mitzvahs, very interesting. So here also, Rabbi Yosef Engel came out a lot of times exactly the same as Rabbi Chaim Zola. I don't think they even knew each other. They lived in two parts of Europe. I don't think they corresponded with each other at all. So he writes something very interesting in one of his essays. He writes, there is a Gemara that says, Esed Dechal Esed, it doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Only applies outside the Beis HaMikdash. Why? So he says, because the Ramban HaChumash writes over here that the reason for Esed Dechal Esed, because Avos Hashem is more important than Yiras Hashem, and the essay comes from Avos Hashem, and the Lo says it comes from Yiras Hashem, but that's only chutz le-beis ha-migdash. In the beis ha-migdash, there's a pasuk, u-migdashi tiro'u. And the Gemara says in the beginning of Yevamos, around Daf Hey, what do you mean u-migdashi tiro'u? When you enter the beis ha-migdash, you should be afraid the building is going to collapse on you. No, it's a sturdy building. U-migdashi tiro'u means you should see ba'al ha-migdash. You should have moira Hashem. You should have yiras Hashem when you enter the beis ha-migdash. What do you mean? There's always a mitzvah of es Hashem l'kecha tiro'u. There's always a mitzvah of yiras Hashem. Means when you're Beis HaMikdash, you have to emphasize Yiras Hashem to a greater extent. So in the Beis HaMikdash, Yiras Hashem is more important than Avos Hashem. So the Meilid follows that Esse is not Dochel Esse in the Beis HaMikdash. As the Ramban says, the reason why Yesod Dechol Oisese is because Avos Hashem is more important than Yiras Hashem. The Torah prohibits us from doing malacha, then it says, V'ger Hashem b'sharecha, that the ger is not allowed to do malacha. So we spoke the other day about this. Ger Hashem b'sharecha, ger tzedek, he's included as aska malacha ato. Ato doesn't only relate to the people who stood at Har Sina, ato goes on all the people who are bar mitzvah throughout all the future generations. So what does it say? Bincha b'techa goes on bincha b'techa when the ktane, before bar mitzvah. That the father, the parents are not allowed to encourage their children to do malacha on their behalf. So what's Ger Hashem b'sharecha? It doesn't go on a Ger Tzedek. Ger Tzedek is Ato. It goes on a Ger Toshav. What do you mean a Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos? So the first two opinions increases the Avtesim and Olive Oil. Yes, we just spoke about it the other day and we're learning Kiddushim. So the first two Tanaim are of the opinion, yes, a Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos partially. First Tanaim says like we observe Yantiv, the second Tanaim says like we observe Chalamoy. Then the Gemara says we don't pass like that. So if we don't pass like that, the Ger Toshav does malacha and Shabbos like chol. So what does it say? Ger Hashem b'sharecha. So Tosfos in Yevamos writes in the middle of the sugya of Ger, Tosfos in Yevamos writes, Ger Hashem b'sharecha means Amir le'Nochri is the Raisa if the Nochri is a Ger Toshav. So Amir le'Nochri is only the Rabbanon, that's if the Nochri is not a Ger Toshav. If he didn't accept, if he didn't commit himself to observe all the Sheva Mitzvahs ben Enoyach, in the presence of a dozen of three. But if he became a Ger Toshav, so then it's an Issa deraisa that I should ask him to do a malacha for me. We spoke about it at length the other week. Then the Torah says, keep it aviyeh. The Gemara says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proclaiming the Aseres HaDivis, the whole world was shaking. All the nations of the world knew that something was happening, and they were trembling. They thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring another Mabul, he's going to destroy the whole world. So they asked Bilam, who was a Navi, what's going on? How come? What should we do to protect ourselves? No. Don't worry about anything. God is giving a new religion. So they asked, what's the nature of the new religion? So he said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He started going. So he said, that's like every religion. Every religion claims, I'm the only true religion. Every religion claims, I'm the only true religion. Every religion defends God. Shabbos, you have to remember Shabbos to remember God. Like that religion. But then, when God proclaimed Kabir Selich Lesimecha, that was the first time that any religion incorporated a Bein Odom Lachaveir. Then he said, Lo Sirtzach and Lo Sigdom, Lo Sana Berecha, and Chok, Lo Sachma, Beis Reyecha. So they realized this is a different kind of a religion. It doesn't only have Bein Odom Lachaveir. The other religions only have Bein Odom Lachaveir. So the Gemara comments on the Pasuk, Rosh Dvorcha Emes, Liolam Kol Mishpat Tzidkech, what do you mean, Rosh Dvorcha Emes, Misof Dvorcha Nika, She Rosh Dvorcha Emes. When God got to the Kabbidah, Sadiq HaSimecho, all the nations of the world realized this is a new kind of religion, this is the real thing. It's a religion that covers all day long, all of your activities. It's not only Ben Olam HaMokam, not only God is commanding respect and honor and glory and everything at Karbanis. He's telling us how to lead our lives, all day long. So Sirtzach, there are different opinions in the Medrash. How were the Aseres HaDibros written? So one of you is that all the Aseres HaDibros were written one under the other on all four sides of the cube of each of the two luchas. Each luch was a cube, Amo. And all the Aseres HaDibros appeared four times on this cube, four times on that cube. We look at the parochas of the Aron Kodesh that they always follow the other opinion. 1 to 5 is over here on one luch, and 6 to 10 was on the other luch. So the Mabit in the Sefer Kiryas Sefer, he raises the question, there's so many more words in the first 5 than in the second 5. There's going to be so much empty space. So he says, no, the mitzvahs, la sirtach, la sinach, la signam, and so on, was written in big letters. Why? Because you have to write in gigantic letters that people should know. Bein Odom Lachaveiros, you got to be careful. The Bein Odom Lamokans, they'll know. So on the right, on the first 5 mitzvahs, they were written in smaller letters because he had so many more words to squeeze in on the luach. And on the left side, when you have lo sirtzach, lo sinach, just a 2-word psukim, so there, they were written in bigger letters that people should see. You've got to be careful about all the Bein Odom Lachaveiros. So the Meiri in his Hakdamah to Shas writes, quotes a medrash, that according to this opinion, that there were 1 to 5 on this luach and 6 to 10 on the other luach, so 6 was opposite 1, and 7 was opposite 2, and so on. And he says that there's a connection, of course the Medrash says there's a connection, there's a relationship between 6 and 1, and so on and so forth. So he says, Lord Sirtzach, you're not allowed to kill anyone, because Anochi Hashem Elokecha, God created man b'tzelem elokim. So if you kill someone, you're ruining a tzelem elokim. We have to have respect for human beings, because all human beings were created b'tzelem elokim. So that's the connection between 6 and 1. Then Lo Sinov, you're not allowed to have an affair. A woman is married, so she's not allowed to have an affair with anybody else. So the Jewish people are married to God, so we're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. So that's the relationship between number 2 and number 7, and so on. All the rest, the Medrash explains how there's a connection. Hasana Berecha, Eid Shoker. The Gemara tells us that there was a mitzvah to do Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Hariyah. Witnesses should come to the Bezdin and testify that they saw the new moon. And then the Bezdin will declare that it's Rosh Chodesh. So what happens if it was raining and they weren't able to see the new moon? So the Bezdin will declare Rosh Chodesh al pi hacheshbon, even though there is no al pi hariyah. So the Gemara says, but it's preferable to have al pi hariyah. So the Gemara says the Bezdin will encourage people, sometimes bribe people, pay them money, to come and testify falsely that they saw the new moon, and they're liable to be mekadosh al pi hariyah. It's not an issur of giving aid of sheker. What do you mean? They pay money to the people to testify falsely that they saw a new moon in order to have Kiddush HaChodesh appear, but it's all a lie. So the Menchas Chinuch says it's not an avera, because the Pasuk only says, L'sana berecho et shoker. If you testify against the moon is not losing anything. Testify that someone's chayv misa, chayv malkas, chayv momen, so that's an avla, L'sana berecho et shoker. Testify that the moon appeared. You're not doing an avla to anybody. Making a kid bar mitzvah a day earlier, but that's not called l'sana berecho eid shoker. So there's no iser eid sheker. This iser eid sheker doesn't apply to say I saw the new moon. The Gemara says it's preferable to have eidim give eid sheker we saw the new moon, even though Bez know that it's not true. They're the ones who bribe them to give eid sheker in order that we should do kiddush achodesh al pi hariyah, because that's a din atem afilu mezidim atem afilu mutim, even if it doesn't correspond to reality. Bezna has a right to declare Rosh Chodesh. So this Adir ends off with Lo Sachmoid. You're not allowed to desire anyone else's property unless the guy has a store and everything is for sale. So I can come to the store and have a desire. I'll pay for it. It's all for sale. When I go into a guy's home, his wife is not for sale. I'm not supposed to convince him to divorce his wife that I should marry her. And his paintings are not for sale and his furniture is not for sale. So you're not allowed to develop a desire, even if you're going to pay him 10 times what the value is, you're not allowed to develop a desire for someone else's property. So this is Sefer Derech Pikudecha by the Chassidish Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel Dinover. He's known as the Bnei Yisoschar. He wrote a Sefer on Chassidus that's called Bnei Yisoschar. His Rebbe told him that he was from Shevet Yisoschar. So that's why he called the Sefer Bnei Yisoschar. So he quotes in his Sefer a comment from the Abarbanel on Mishlei. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that you have to be careful not to look at someone else's wife, not to desire her beauty. Al tisav liyofya. So the Abarbanel interprets what it means is like this. I see my next door neighbor Farah married a tall, thin, good-looking girl with long black hair, with whatever, blue eyes and everything. I don't fall in love with her. I say, wow, I'm going to marry a girl that looks just like that. I want to marry a girl. But my next door neighbor buys a new car, some fancy Delancey car. I don't have a desire to take his car. I fall in love with his car. I say, I'm going to go to the store and buy the same kind of a car. So the Abarbanel interprets on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Al tisav liyofya, you shouldn't fall in love with the beauty of your next door neighbor's wife. Not that you desire, you want to get her. You want to get your next door neighbor to divorce his wife and you're going to marry her. You want to marry a girl who's just like that. So he says that's prohibited. So the Bnei Soscha raises the question and say, what if I see his furniture? What if I see his painting? What if I see his new automobile? And I have a desire to get Kayotze, but I don't have a desire to get the automobile from him. I have a desire to get such a similar thing. Is it only an Isra and Eshes Chaveroi? Al tisav liyofya, only on a good-looking girl, or does it even apply to everything? He thinks maybe it even applies to everything. It's a big chiddush that all of that is included in l'sachmer. Then the Derech Pikudecha also quotes a line from the Zohar. there's a Tam HaElyon and a Tam HaTachton over here, two different trucks. So the Zohar has a comment that according to the Tam HaElyon, I think you read the low Sachmot separately. And when you read the low separately, it gives the impression as if sometimes Chemda is permissible. Sometimes you are allowed to desire what someone else has, but it's not permissible. So the Zohar says it goes on Liman HaTorah. If someone else is very learned, and I have a desire, wow, not I don't have a desire to take away his chokhmah, to take it away from him, he shouldn't have it. No, I have a desire, I want to become a big Talmud Chacham like him. So the Zohar says, that's permissible. So he says, it would appear that if someone else has a new automobile, and I have a desire to buy the same kind of automobile, that is a violation of Masachmah. That's what he thought from the Abarbanel, that it's not only restricted to Eshes Chavero, even to Kol HaShe'el Reyachon. So he substantiates it, he backs it up with the Zohar. The Zohar says, the trap of Lasachma is sometimes read in such a way that you read Lo and Tachmod separately, that yes, Tachmod, it is encouraged. It should be Tachmod with respect to learning. Not I should desire to take away your learning and to take it for myself. I should desire that I should know how to learn as well as you. So that is permissible. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I can see one disagreeing. Yes, good. Okay. There's a lot more to discuss on the Aseres HaDibros. This is just superficial. There's a lot more, but I have to stop now. So I'm going to see if I'll be able to give a shiur tomorrow night. I'm not sure yet. I may have to go to a wedding. Okay? Have a nice day. Have a tzlochem.